Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, the chapter on the desirability of the one who returns to first go to the masjid in his area and perform two rakats of salah. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the masjid a nucleus of a society, any Muslim community. The nucleus, the center point, the central point is the masjid. To such an extent that one of the first things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did when he came to Madinah Sharif was he established the masjid. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he would help assist carrying the bricks, etc., so that the masjid could be built. Personally, he helped in building Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, this is the primary center that we will be gathering in, we'll be meeting in, we'll be performing our salat in. To such an extent that this chapter that we're doing today speaks about when a man returns from a trip, then it is preferable for him to go to the masjid of his area. Read two rakats of salat in that masjid, in the nucleus, in the hub. Read two rakats of salat there and then go home. Why he should read two rakats of salat? Thanking Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you brought me back. I went on a journey, so many things could have happened to me. On the journey, I could have been stranded, I could have got sick, I could have been hospitalized, I could have passed away. Many things could have happened to a person. I could have been robbed. My vehicle could have broken down. There could have been some accident. Whatever could have happened to a person, he's thanking Allah Ta'ala. He's coming to the masjid. He's reading two rakats of salat. In other words, he's starting his return trip now from the masjid. It's a great lesson for us as a Muslim that at no point we should cut off our heart from the masjid. One of the people that will be given the shade under the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rajulun Qalbuhu Mu'allakum Bil Masajid. That person whose heart is attached to the masjid, he had that connection that one salat finished, he's already got his mind that next salat is this time, I must prepare. And it doesn't happen such that it is salat time and I'm not in the masjid. So his heart is attached to the masjid, although it looks like it's not something that is physical. Heart being attached to the masjid is not something we can see. It's not something that's a rope, that is, there's some connection, physical connection between his heart and the masjid. It's something that is there, but we can't see it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this connection that a man has with the masjid to such an extent that on the day of Qiyamah, one of the categories of people that will be given shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be this man whose heart was attached to the masjid. So may Allah ta'ala make it such that our hearts also become attached to the masjid. It's a very, very great thing. It's a very great quality to have. Where a man's heart is attached to the masjid. And one of the ways of doing it is a person continuously, constantly making an effort to be on time in the masjid, to come early to the masjid, to read his nafil salat, read his sunnat salat in the masjid. And even if he's going on travel or if he's going out, he plans himself. There are some people, this one Musalli of ours that passed away, that his family member was telling me, our late Yaqub Uthman, Rahmatullah Ali, his son was telling me, he said whenever he would go on any trip and he was booking his hotel, he would look to see, is there a masjid in that area where I'm going? If it was a business trip, whatever trip he was going, he would look to see, is there a masjid in that area first? Then he'll tell his agent, now you booked that hotel. So make sure whenever you're booking my hotel, there must be a masjid nearby. I don't want to even be on my trip, on my journey, to be missing a salah in the masjid. So now that is what you call a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. And also when we're traveling, for example, we're traveling by road, we time ourselves that it is, for example, it is the time of Zuhr, hopefully I'm passing this town so we can go read our salah in the masjid. So even as a person is traveling, although there is permission, there is allowance for a person to miss Jamaat, there's allowance for him now, he's a Musafir, to miss the Eid salah, there's allowance for him to miss the Jummah salah also. But because of the attachment he got, he'll time his trip such that he doesn't miss the salah also. That is what you call a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. So anyway, today's hadith, one hadith under this chapter. An Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha qadima min safarin, bada'a bil masjidi, faraka'a fihi raka'atayn, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey, he would first go to the masjid and offer two rakats of salah. One reason ulama give for this is that by doing so, one commences one's return journey by the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. one of the du'as that a person makes when returning. We did it yesterday. He says, "Ah Ibona, I'm returning." And the next thing he says, "Ta Ibona, Wallah, I'm making Tawbah to you. I'm returning in such a condition that I'm making Tawbah." The third thing he says is, "Abiduna, Wallah, Ta'ala, I'm worshiping." The person, one of the things he said was, "Abiduna, Wallah, I'm worshiping you." So now when he's coming and he's going into the masjid first, he's making two rakats of salat. He's practically demonstrating that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he's going back to his family. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal, making the masjid our center point of our lives, so to such an extent that we also can benefit from that glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of getting that air conditioning on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will just be 1 mile away from the people, but Allah ta'ala will give these people a special VIP air conditioning section. One of them is the person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.